Confrontation, live from Tibet. And here, live from Tibet via satellite, I am in the august presence of that great religious leader and mystical Tibetan titan, Yotak. As I approach this great Tibetan guru, backed by his faithful acolytes, I feel a great sense of prideful awe when I realize that it was I, Clyde Quigley, who has been chosen to conduct the Yotak interview, a Tibetan first. This is a confrontation between the timeless wisdom of the East and the technology of the West. A true meeting of giants. By that, of course, I mean the giant magical intellect of Yotak and myself, the simple, respectful representative of a giant corporation, the National Television Broadcasting Corporation of America. For me, personally, this is a great moment. Your Holiness, Yotak, in greeting you with all the good wishes and respect of the people of our great nation.
Welcome, stranger.
Welcome, the stranger.
Yes, and we in turn return that gracious greeting. Now, Your
Holiness. It is destiny, our stranger.
Naturally, a great moment in history for both our peoples.
Now, welcome, the stranger, in our traditional manner, with the sound of the foe.
The sound of the foe.
Most impressive. Quite charming. Now, Your Holiness.
We also welcome the stranger with the sound of the hoo-hoo.
The sound of the hoo-hoo.
Enchanted.
We also welcome the stranger with the sound of the oompa. Oompa.
The sound of the oompa. Oompa.
I feel honored at such a reception, but there are vital questions to be asked and vital questions to be answered. For example...
And lastly, we welcome the stranger with the sound of the great Sangamon.
The sound of the great Sangamon.
Yotak, great master of the Aryan world. Oh, when? Why?
There, stranger. It's no good. You'll have to try again when we know you better.
Know you better.